At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Hey, it's Jonas Knox. Are you tired of endlessly searching for work, applying for jobs and never hearing back, job openings vanishing into thin air? What if with just one connection, you could link with dozens of companies that are hiring? What if that connection was a locally owned business ready to help without charging a fee? Express Employment Professionals is your one connection. Go to expresspros.com. With endless opportunities, it's time to try something new in your job search. Let Express Employment Professionals help you. Start at expresspros.com.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
Thanks for listening to the Best of the Jason Smith Show with Mike Harmon podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weeknight from 10 p.m. to 2 a.m. Eastern, 7 to 11 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for the Jason Smith Show with Mike Harmon at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every night on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
This is the Best of the Jason Smith Show with Mike Harmon on Fox Sports Radio.
Greetings, welcome in a beautiful Thursday night, which means lots of sporting activity. And to steal from the American nightmare, Cody Rhodes, so what do you want to talk about? Major League Baseball opening day, part two, across our great land. My team didn't bother to bring its offense to guaranteed rate or whatever we're calling it this year. 1-0 loss. We're trying to find Smith. I think the loss by the Arizona Wildcats has sent him into a stupor, leaving him dangling. Yes, we're back. The Sweet 16 underway. The Jason Smith Show with me, Mike Harmon, live here from the TireRack.com studios. As we get back into the NCAA tournament, you had your couple of days to gloat or to cry about your brackets or to pray that things would break your way when action resumed today. And well, thus far, once again, Arizona falls to a lower seed. The 6-seed Clemson Tigers get them 77-72. Arizona comes out shooting cold. Or is it coldly? I don't know. Terrible shooting out the jump. They were 2 for their first 13 shots. Eventually battled back in the second half, but Clemson would build out a little lead. Clemson would extend. Arizona would fight back. A couple of slip plays down the lane, wide open layups, some and ones, and you get yourself a big upset. And for bracketology purposes, here's your first hammer to fall. As it were, a lot of red ink spilled on this one. Arizona, the Pac-12, I think that's officially it, right? We put curtains on the over everything and no more celebratory bunting. But for the Wildcats, the one thing they did well, offensive rebounding. Yeah, 17 on the night. 17 offensive rebounds. But when you shoot 37.3%, doing your best to put back your own trash. 37? And that's exactly what you hear. You hear the voice of both Justin Frostberg, our executive producer, and Jason Smith, who has now stopped his walk of shame.
I was just
maybe
mad.
A pint of ice cream or two.
Listen,
okay,
I was
buddy?
Just, I was just mad because I'm stupid. And that's why. I'm mad because I'm stupid. And turn this into an open. I'm stupid. I picked Arizona. Why? Because I'm stupid. I'm stupid. Right? I figured, okay, this is their, they're playing really well. I've seen them play a lot this year. Nobody thinks they can do it. Yeah, okay. Arizona, I'm stupid. They're on my never again list for a reason. Never again means you never pick these teams to do anything again.
Yeah, but now they go to a new conference. So, I mean, you know, does it reset the table?
Listen, Listen, no. It would if I wasn't stupid. And now I can't be stupid because up until now, I was stupid. I went against my never again list, which I'm not supposed to, right? There are never again. It's there for a reason. It's there to be a deterrent to pick to, so I don't pick teams like Arizona or, you know, Penn State in football or Indiana in basketball or Brazil in the World Cup. The list is there for a reason, but I'm stupid and I went against it. And I said, oh, well, yeah, I'm going against it because, well, the outliers got to exist, right? This has to be the one that exists to make the list worthwhile. No, I'm stupid. I'm stupid. I picked Arizona. I'm out of the bracket. I was second. I would have been first if I had picked North Carolina over Wagner College, but I didn't because I'm a Wagner College Hall of Famer. And now I'm stupid. Now I'm out. I'm out because I was stupid and I should have just picked UConn like everybody else did. I'd be much happier right now. I'd still be in it. Everybody, hey, look at what's going on. Hey, shot in the beer. I'm in it. No, I'm stupid and that's what happened. And that's why I'm out. And it's my fault. I always get mad when I do the brand things. It's my fault. I'm stupid. Arizona, they lost because I picked them. I'm stupid. This is on me.
Well, remember, part of the stupidity in the way we do bracketology, much like we did going into our World Series picks last night, is you can't take chalk, right? You just can't run the one seeds and be done with it. Now,
I know.
Unfortunately,
I know. I'm just
that
dumb.
Means there's going to be a lot of red ink along the way. And I for know. Me, while I didn't have them as far as you did, I still take the L.
You know,
with
don't give me this. Don't give me this. I'm on your couch, and you're the guy I'm paying $95 an hour to figure out. Don't give me
my
that.
My rate's higher than that.
Don't give me that. No, you're just starting out, man. Come on, I'm your only patient. You can't.
I've been doing this for 10 years.
Don't give me that.
I've earned a doctorate.
Yeah, and you get sandwiches and all kinds of stuff.
I end up paying for them. What do you mean?
What are you talking about? Listen, it took us a while to steal your credit card and be able to buy stuff on. Up until then, it was me buying everything.
No. So it's been all billable. Hours on me.
Don't give me this. Don't give me this tone of, well, you know, had you done what I, you know, with you look up.
Oh,
on
no,
my
no,
wall,
no, 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 no. You didn't. Another example of you not listening.
No,
I had them running all the way to the Final Four, so I suck just not as badly as you.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, exactly. You're trying to give me. I didn't have them going as far as you did. Well,
one step off, man.
Well, listen, calling an ex is not the greatest thing in the world. I mean, it's not something I would have done, but I can understand where you did it. I can really understand. See on the wall it says doctor, and that's what I'm there. I'm a doctor, so I'm a doctor. I'll tell you anything.
You got to shoot your shot, man.
I did. I get it. I'm owning it. It's over now. It's over for me. It's not it?
Because you took Arizona.
Yeah, I did. It's over.
And you're going to wear it all night.
And I'm over.
Oh, yeah. Mine's going all the way to hell. Like, I got a lot of red ink coming up across my bracket. So I really celebrated the hell out of last week knowing it was going to go badly. And now it's done.
You know why it's not over, Smith?
Oh, it's over.
Because you never learn.
It's all no, I know because I'm stupid. Because I'm stupid.
But it's better for content.
It is.
Otherwise, you would have rescinded your love of the Mets before. Yeah, I mean, you still have time. They haven't thrown a first pitch yet.
That's okay.
And you
can
pick another team. You could become a Juan Soto person. The gun on Juan Soto.
That was horrible today.
So you got that. Or you could become a Giants fan still. Plenty of months before the Jets take to our burning our retinas again. And the Knicks, I mean, jump off before it goes bad and Thibodeau's you.
No, I'm good, dude. The Mets are in first place. We haven't played a game. We're in first place. I'm fine with that. We're in the three-way tie at first place with the Phillies and the Braves. We're good. I'm good,
I mean, they
man.
Did
good.
Actually get some weather on the East Coast because I was watching some racing from the East Coast on FS2 earlier.
This is the best outcome for the Mets possibly. They didn't play, and everybody else in the division lost. We're tied for first place.
You were watching racing on FS2?
Yeah, I was watching some horse racing.
On opening day and the Sweet 16.
Well, wow. The Sweet 16 hadn't started yet. It was earlier in the day.
I had a game on
TV. I had a game on my iPad.
No.
And then on my phone, I was watching FS2. Dominating.
No. You know what we found out, Frostburg? I think we know who Otani's new interpreter is now, and it's Mike Harmon.
It might be.
I think we know now. I'm watching horse racing.
Paramutual wagering, legal. If Otani had listened to me, we'd be in this hot water trying to make up new stories every 24 hours.
You know, and here's the worst part of this, you know, Arizona losing here. Here's the worst part is that Clemson beat them. And you know, who's the one team I told you last week? I really don't care who wins as long as it's not
Clemson. Joe Girardi came and got you.
Yes, you know, it's this healthy distaste with Syracuse and Clemson the last years in football. We beat them once. We should have beat them like three other times. And Joe Girardi, I'd see him leave and transfer and go somewhere else. Not only beat us twice in the regular season, win the game at the end of the year that kept Syracuse out of the tournament. Now I got to watch Joe Girardi Clemson celebrating going to the Elite Eight. Like, this is like a double gut punch, man. But again, I'm stupid. And this is, okay, learn your lesson. No one can, once you're on the never again list, you can't come off it.
You know what the best part of it, though? I mean, he only had 4 points.
Doesn't matter.
One of five, 32 minutes
played. Doesn't matter. He's celebrating on the court like everybody else was. He was just as happy.
Back to the Arizona woes for a minute. 5 of 28 from three-point range. Love, here's your guy. Oh, everybody, look at him. 0 for 9 from three-point range. 5 of 18. For the night. So miserable there. And they missed 8 free throws. Margin of victory for Clemson, 5.
You're telling me things I know.
Well, I'm telling America. Maybe they missed it. Maybe they were in their cars. Maybe they were celebrating opening day. Maybe they were getting the last vestiges trying to get a Dodger dog from the bottom of the cart. Or one of those folks that roll up with the hot dogs and peppers and stuff outside the stadium. I don't know.
I know all of these things.
I'm trying to keep America, you know, informed and entertained.
I know all of these things.
That's what I do.
I know all of these things. I should have just said, you know what? I know it's not the most exciting thing, but I got to this point saying, do I really think someone's going to beat UConn? And I should have just taken UConn. Because all I had to do is be this close near the end. Okay, great.
Gotcha.
Other games happen. All I had to do is, you know, well, really, why am I not taking UConn?
We told you not to take Arizona.
I know you did. And have I said anything other than I'm stupid in the last 8 minutes
of
the show?
You haven't said it loud enough.
I have not. I'm stupid. I'm stupid because I don't know why. I don't know why. And you figure Arizona would be nice to me because I could perform weddings there now. No, they can't even come through and win a game for me here where I pick them. Take them off my never again list just for the tournament now. Nope, not working.
We
nope,
got a note from Scotty, too. You got to watch out. Arnie Spanier may be coming for you, too.
Oh,
you jinxed his squad.
I'm just stupid.
He might come and rain some threes on your head.
No, I didn't, you know.
He's going to turn you into a pie and eat you.
Hey, like I said, I've been watching a lot of Bosch. I'll get protection. I need protection.
Oh, that was my funny thing driving in. Right, yeah. I listened to the rest of the game on the radio as I was making my commute here to the TireRack.com Fox Sports Radio studios, and they were going away, and the one of the big sponsors for the radio call was Bosch Wiper Blades.
Nice, okay. All
and
right,
I immediately started laughing because not a sponsor of me, but I just started laughing because like the number of times you've referenced Bosch seems like we should get a royalty at this point.
I should have watched Bosch this afternoon instead of that Arizona game, watching them just we cut it to one possession. Nope, can't stop. Nope, can't get a stop. Nope, can't. That was so.
Another offensive rebound.
So
another offensive rebound and nothing. Another wasted trip.
Speaking of your Fox Sports Radio and our Bracket Challenge, the Bracket Challenge is live, and you can see the standings. Get the rules now at foxsportsradio.com. Two winners get the ultimate college sports trip for two with Graduate Hotels, sponsored by Tractor Supply, with Graduate Hotels, where college fans stay.
Jason.
I should have just picked UConn. I should have done it. What, Frostburg?
You're not really wearing the pick unless you hear the final call, though.
Oh, sure. Go ahead. I'm sure they mentioned me. And look at this. Clemson, to Jason Smith's dismay. Look at Joe Girard celebrate. He's kissing Jim Boeheim's wife. This is so incredible. What a horrible day for Jason Smith. What a great day for every other team in Orange. And boy, and the double whammy. He had Arizona going far in the tournament. How stupid was that? Hey, wear it, Jason. Listen to Clemson play their song. You're stupid. That's our new fight song. Go ahead, play the song.
No, we don't have to play it now. You just did it.
Is that the fun?
That was Jason Smith, Westwood One.
Westwood One.
Here's Clemson's new song. You're stupid. Go ahead.
Hey,
play the final song.
Hey.
We're not playing it after that.
Hey, stupid.
You know what? If you had any guts, Frostburg, you would replace the final call in the system with that. So when people went to play it, like later on tonight and tomorrow, they play me doing that final call.
You never start a sentence with what you just did.
I dare you. You don't have the guts. You would never do that. Ugh. I really should have. I should have. Why didn't I? And now I'm watching. These are empty dunks I'm watching right now, North Carolina, Alabama. These are empty dunks. These are all empty plays. Everything is empty for me now. The only thing I have are the Mets are in first place because they didn't play today. That's it. Look, that was such a sweet drive to the hoop. What a great give and go. It's empty for me. It's empty for me now, Mike Harmon.
I've looked at love from both sides now.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help. Express is hiring for jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Check out expresspros.com to find your location. So right now, North Carolina over Alabama, 26-21, midway through the first half. UConn already moved on easily. And Illinois, Iowa State just getting underway there, that game on TBS. So coming up next, yes, we'll have a little bit on UConn because maybe suddenly the tournament's going to be a little bit more boring the rest of the way than we thought. Plus, all the big reaction to opening day, the biggest plays, the biggest things to know. We break it down next right here. Jason and Mike.
Be sure to catch live editions of the Jason Smith Show with Mike Harmon weekdays at 10 p.m. Eastern, 7 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
Hey, gang, this is Jay Glazer, host of Unbreakable, a mental wealth podcast. And every week, we will have on leaders from sports, entertainment, like Sean McVay, Lindsey Vonn, Michael Phelps, David Spade, Guy Fieri, and also those who can help us in between the ears. Anyone from a therapist to someone like Ed Milet or John Gordon. We've all been through some sort of adversity. To get to the top, we've all used different tools. Listen to Unbreakable with Jay Glazer and Mental Wealth Podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get podcasts.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only, must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Hey, it's Jonas Knox. What if there was someone who wanted to help you find a job? Not a website, but a person in your community that would help you for free. Choose Express Employment Professionals, and that's exactly what you'll get. Express Employment Professionals is the local jobs expert you can trust, and they never charge a fee to help you with your job search. Go to expresspros.com to find the office near you, or download the Express Jobs app to get started. With a wide range of opportunities in a variety of industries, from welding to sales, forklift operator to customer service, the team at Express is ready to help you or someone you know take the next career step. Whether you're looking for a contract job or a new full-time role, turn to Express Employment. Interviewing with Express can be as easy as a phone call, and one application with Express Employment puts you in the running for numerous opportunities in your community. Don't go in your job search alone. Visit ExpressPros.com, ExpressPros.com today.
Whether you're a savvy spender maximizing your savings with cashback rewards, a thrifty rate watcher seeking the lowest interest, or a travel enthusiast looking for extraordinary perks, Kemba Financial Credit Union has a Visa to complement your lifestyle and unique needs. Apply today at Kemba.org to unlock a limited-time 2% cashback on purchases and pay 0% interest on balance transfers for an entire year with a new Visa from Kemba. You deserve a card that works for you. Restrictions apply. Offer ends June 30th, 2024.
Fox Sports Radio, the Jason Smith Show with my best friend, Mike Harmon. If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help. Express is hiring for jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Check out ExpressPros.com to find your location. That's ExpressPros.com. Well, we'll have more NBA, more college basketball coming up in a bit. Yes, Sweet 16, the first night is here. North Carolina and Alabama taking center stage right now. But earlier today, and continuing on now, opening day in Major League Baseball. We waited so long, it was here, and I'm sure everybody woke up and had the same thought this morning. Wait, you mean Ohtani's not on national television? Wait. The Dodgers aren't on national TV? I don't understand. It's Ohtani. The Dodgers aren't on that. I know they got a thing going on with TV and not having the games on and being blacked out when it's on a local channel, but I don't get to see Ohtani's on. I don't get. Okay. All right, great. But there's got to be a bunch of other games, right? Yeah. Oh, no, there's one other nationally televised game. Oh, okay. All right. Well, that's because the college basketball is... Oh, no, that's not till tonight. Oh,
Jason,
okay.
What are you talking
All
about?
All right. Okay, okay.
We're on MLB Network.
I said national TV.
That's the national game. What do you mean?
Look, Ohtani has a huge day today. In his debut, the ovation for him in the beginning of the day was amazing. Bryan Cranston introducing him. He doubles his first time up, then gets caught in a pickle and thrown out.
And it's a base hit.
I guess we're going to hear
it. Headed for the corner. Betts is headed for third. He's stopped there. Ohtani runs through it and now has to throw on the brakes. Throw goes behind him. They'll both end up at third. And an anticlimactic way for this to finish.
So that's the way it sounded, with Ohtani getting tagged out at third. And, you know, it happens that way, Dodgers Radio Network. But it didn't matter. Ohtani got on base the next two times he was up. The Dodgers hit home runs. You had Betts and Freeman go deep. It was the exact day the Dodgers expected when they signed Shohei Ohtani and doled out all that money this offseason. They dominate the Cardinals 7-1. And, you know, it's one of those days where you go, okay, this is kind of what it's going to be for the Dodgers all season long. You can hear about it and, you know, on paper and look at it, but when you see the game today, it's like, yeah, okay, yeah, how are you going to stop those? How are you going to stop those guys?
Well, especially if you get a little chirpy like Michaelis had done before the game, right? Talking about how all the money spent and everything else. So they just went and bludgeoned him. Just a wee bit. Fun day here in Los Angeles, though. The buildup on our flagship AM 570 LA Sports. They did a three-hour show with four guys in the booth and a cavalcade of stars stopping by to preview the day. A lot of pageantry, pomp, and circumstance. Obviously a full house, lots of security measures, and the aforementioned Bryan Cranston. It's a hell of a way to start things. And then you go and get yourself a 7-1 victory. Glasnow does the job. So you can check a couple of boxes off the guys you paid a ton of money for in the offseason.
You know, just to think about that for a second, is I remember, you know, I told you I used to do shows with Bryan Cranston in Los Angeles when he was coming off of Malcolm in the Middle. He's the biggest Dodger fan in the world, right? Biggest Dodger fan in the world. Now, obviously, he became a super duper star with Breaking Bad, and his career has just blown up ever since. He's one of the biggest stars on the planet. He actually had his 40th birthday party at Dodger Stadium. I believe I'm getting the story right. It was a surprise. He didn't know about it. His wife invited a bunch of his friends. They bought tickets for everybody, and they had a 40th birthday at Dodger Stadium.
How about that?
And now here he is years later. I'm introducing the biggest player to ever come put on a Dodger uniform. I had my 40th birthday party here as a fan. Now I'm here introducing the greatest player that we've ever seen in baseball to play his first game for the Dodgers.
Did you make the cut for the party?
Well, no, it was before I knew
also,
him.
You,
it was before I knew him.
Sure.
You also forgot that whole Robinson thing. Don't fall into the trap that MLB Network guy did.
That any of us have ever seen. I wasn't old enough to see Jackie Robinson.
As long as you get that we've seen.
Yeah, we've seen. Los Angeles Dodgers. Yeah, no, that we've ever seen. I think when I say we've ever seen, I'm going back to like 1970.
I don't know.
So that's where I'm going there.
We have a very large demographic globally.
Sure. Sure.
So we make sure to bring in everybody. But yeah, kind of a big deal. You know, Bryan Cranston gets to, what are we calling them? The MV3? That's who he got to announce. So, yeah.
40th birthday as a fan. Now, hey, here I am. I'm going to, yeah. You want me to come in and that? Yeah, I could do that. Sure. I'll be there.
But it
I'll
all started with you. Tim Watley.
Yeah. Oh, man. I'll tell you.
And the dentist jokes.
Oh, yeah, when he was the anti-dentite.
That's right.
I tell you,
Robert Wagner. I mean, you got a lot of stuff going on there.
He was so much fun to do shows with. And I'll tell you honestly, well, here's because the last time I talked to him, right? Here's the last time I talked to him. I believe it was the night the Dodgers went back-to-back-to-back-to-back home runs, right? One of the biggest baseball highlights of the last 20 years, right? Against the Padres, and Hoffman came in, and they had four back-to-back-to-back-to-back home runs in the ninth inning of that game. And he came on my show on ESPN that night to talk about it. Like I said, hey, Brian, we'd love to come on. He's, you know, everybody knew him from Malcolm in the Middle. Such a big sports fan. So great. And I said, okay, what are you doing right now? He goes, you wouldn't believe me if I told you where I was. Like, where are you? He goes, I'm in Albuquerque right now. I said, what are you doing? He goes, I'm shooting this pilot. It's about a high school teacher that deals meth, and it's really weird, and it's really off the wall. And I'm out here, and I'm doing it. You know, who knows? But it's so much fun so far. He was here shooting the beginning of Breaking Bad,
and here I was going to plug, you know, the classic Jerry and Marge Go Large with Annette Bening and Rainn Wilson.
Oh, just to hear him say, oh, it's this crazy
this
show.
Little
it looks
thing,
so much
you know?
Fun. The script is really good. And oh, my God. It's just so, I'm like, oh, okay, yeah. Like,
and Vince, he's kind of creative okay, and kind of sure. crazy.
Yeah,
this could be fun.
Yeah, no, nobody knew Vince Gilligan at that point.
Jason.
That was, yeah, what do you got, Frostburg?
If I were to call Bryan Cranston right now, would he know who you are?
Sure. I think, of course he would. He'd say, oh, my God, I haven't talked to Jason in a
long
time.
All right,
time.
Let's go.
So,
we'll call him on the show this week.
Sure. Yeah, you have his number?
I do.
Then why haven't you called him beyond the show until now? What, are you saving it? What, are you saving it to embarrass me? Is that what it is?
Well, oh, I want
to
save it. Why are you going to be embarrassed if he knows who you are?
Because you could have gotten him on the show any time. We could have had one of the biggest stars in Hollywood on the show. But no, you're saving it for some reason when you think, oh, maybe I can embarrass Jason because maybe Bryan
Cranston
won't
remember. I don't know why that would embarrass you if he knows who you are.
No, maybe he won't remember. Maybe there's a possibility he doesn't remember and it'd be embarrassing for Jason.
Well, you just
I don't want to get him
would.
On before. No, he wouldn't. I know he would.
So then how would that be embarrassing?
I know, because who knows when you're going to get him.
Maybe, well, he's a great actor. Maybe he comes on and disavows any knowledge of you, your persona, or ever having spoken with you.
Jason Smith. Jason Smith. Wow, let me say. Oh, no. You know what? He actually, I didn't talk to him, but he invited me. They were doing a softball game.
Wait, what?
If anybody wanted to come out and, like, cover it for the national media, and it was on the weekend, and I was off, and I think I was in town. And I was like, oh, no, I can't make it. So that would have been fun.
That was kind of a big deal.
Yeah, but I wasn't
Maybe
in town.
Maybe you could have gotten hooked
there.
Into a whole Hollywood system.
Suddenly,
you could have been a star.
I'm Huel instead of Huel. Hey, you know, you're like, let's get this guy
I'm
on the radio.
I'm not saying, well, yeah, you'd be laying out a bed of money. But who knows? Not that you would necessarily become an actor, but you could have been the guy, the go-to guy, as they all started up their podcasts.
I like this guy. I like this guy. Forget about this other guy. Forget about Jesse Pinkman. Let's bring Jason Smith on. He knows way more about sports.
And this guy makes me look really good. But he was best actor in 1979.
Yeah, up until that point, I had more acting awards than Bryan Cranston.
Did you ever tell Bryan Cranston that story?
No, I don't think I did. I don't think I did.
Do you think if we got him on the show, that would come up in the first 3 minutes?
You know, I was best actor at the Wagner College summer camp in 1979. You know what you'd hear next? Click. He wouldn't stay on like Copeland, the coach, did at Wagner. He would say, yeah, okay, click. Yeah, this is not
Yeah, but he might just to screw with you.
This is not going anywhere. Look, just like in basketball, successful game plan starts with the right players. A team at Tractor Supply brings hustle and heart, and that's what really sets them apart. So lace up your sneakers, make the winning play, head to your local Tractor Supply store today. You know, I feel if I had to bet, Bryan Cranston would know. Obviously, look, we're on the radio at night for a long time now, and, you know, I did shows with him. Yeah, he would remember. He would, you know, he would wonder why you were calling. Okay, did something happen? Is he caught up in a net with something? What are you calling me for? No, just talk about the Dodgers. Oh, okay, great. I'll come on and do that. Yeah.
So then why would it be embarrassing?
Well, I don't know, because you've had his number now apparently for I don't know how long and never called him. So I don't know. What other stars?
How do you know that I never called him?
Who are you waiting to not call?
How do you know that I never called him?
You got Clooney's number? You're not calling him? No, I'm going to wait to talk to Clooney. And Jason had a real embarrassing story about Clooney. Then we'll call him.
Maybe I call him all the time.
Then you call Brad Pitt. Get Brad Pitt on. No, wait. I'm waiting about that one. I'm waiting.
No, I don't have Brad Pitt's number.
All right.
Only if he's hanging out like Floyd.
But all I have is blanking Floyd, okay? The Jason Smith Show with my best friend Mike Harmon live from the TireRack.com studios. Just like in basketball, successful game plan starts with the right players. A team at Tractor Supply brings heart and hustle, and that's what sets them apart from the rest. So lace up your sneakers and make that winning play and head to your local Tractor Supply store today. That's a play that Steve just talked about, the top of the ninth inning, the Cubs tied at 3 apiece, where if my catcher on the teams when I coached youth leagues, if my catcher is arguing with an umpire and a runner comes all the way around from second to score, I pull her out of the game. And I just say, you know what? Come out. You got to come out. You're not paying attention. Because everybody's here. Come out. You're coming out of the game. This is something that at this level, when I'm, 14, 15-year-old girls, and I'm going, yeah, you're coming out of the game because you sat there and argued with the umpire, and the runner comes all the way around from second to score because you can't stop arguing. What are you doing? You hear everybody yelling, turn around, turn around. What is going on here? Yeah, you're coming out of the game. You're coming out of the game, and yet it still happens in Major League Baseball, Mike Harmon, just to show you.
Yeah, I think when it's all said and done, you get suplexed for that. Someone gets to just walk up and give you, a stunner or something. Because, that's just terrible baseball.
Yeah.
And then argue.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, look, if you want to talk about terrible baseball, at least today your White Sox lost 1-0 and the game took 57 minutes. I mean, that's all you had.
Crochet was fantastic. Yeah. A guy that they readily call the, quote, experiment. Yeah, an experiment as a starter is your opening day starter.
There you go, but it worked.
He had a hell of a run. Eight strikeouts, zero walks.
I mean, 1-0.
One earned
really.
Run.
The time of the game, I think the time of the game was 2 hours.
My brother was there, and he was texting me. He goes, man, it's flying.
It's 2 hours.
And they broke in a new TV guy alongside Steve Stone.
Okay.
So that was good. So you got that going for you.
Yeah, yeah. No, I mean, look, and look, that was part of the big theme of today, opening day in Major League Baseball. The first, seven or eight games that finished were all way under 3 hours, 249, 230, 242. You had this game come in a brisk 2 hours. Less than a college basketball game, you watch this one come in. So, again, pace of play starting out the way you thought it would in Major League Baseball for this season.
Well, and that's what they're hoping
sticks,
for.
But we'll see.
Because the over-under for this one coming in was 8. I think it was 7.5, actually. And then they were doing the in-game betting lines. It's down to 3.5 when they got to the 7. They kept doing all the explanation. All right, they've gotten a mandate to explain any odds that they flash up on the board. And I think my favorite bit of back and forth with them, Jason, was when they got to the odds for winning the Central and the White Sox are 43-1.
Yeah.
And started calling them great value. And I'm like, can you do the shot of the booth where they're trying to do this with a straight face? Please.
They're plus 10,000. Hey, you say plus 10,000. I say great value. It just depends how you look at it.
I say opportunity.
Headed to halftime, North Carolina leads Alabama 54-46. A lot of offense in this one. Meanwhile, Illinois, Iowa State, not so much. 16-12, the Illini with the lead midway through the first half. So we'll have more college basketball on the way, but straight ahead, an NFL story that we thought yesterday was going to be a really big deal, and now apparently it might not even be true. That's next right here. Jason and Mike, this is Fox Sports Radio.
Be sure to catch live editions of the Jason Smith Show with Mike Harmon weekdays at 10 p.m.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Hey, it's Jonas Knox. What if there was someone who wanted to help you find a job? Not a website, but a person in your community that would help you for free. Choose Express Employment Professionals, and that's exactly what you'll get. Express Employment Professionals is the local jobs expert you can trust, and they never charge a fee to help you with your job search. Go to expresspros.com to find the office near you, or download the Express Jobs app to get started. With a wide range of opportunities in a variety of industries, from welding to sales, forklift operator to customer service, the team at Express is ready to help you or someone you know take the next career step. Whether you're looking for a contract job or a new full-time role, turn to Express Employment. Interviewing with Express can be as easy as a phone call, and one application with Express Employment puts you in the running for numerous opportunities in your community. Don't go in your job search alone. Visit expresspros.com, expresspros.com today.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cd for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.
Eastern, 7 p.m. Pacific.
Fox Sports Radio, the Jason Smith Show with my best friend, Mike Harmon. Right now at halftime, North Carolina leads Alabama 54-46. Meanwhile, Illinois all over Iowa State, 21-12. I say all over, there's not a lot of offense, but 7 minutes to go, still Illinois up by 9.
Sell, Smith.
Yeah. No, you're right. What did I tell you? In retrospect, I should have picked Illinois to go farther.
Watched them a lot this
year. I should have.
And the love of the Big Ten Conference.
I should have picked them more. I really should have.
Then I picked the Cyclones, and I had three people tell me to go blank myself.
No, I should
my
have.
My cousin and a couple of parents on my daughter's soccer team.
I mean, because look, what did I tell you? Shannon went on a heater in the Big Ten tournament, which is like, okay, as important as guard play is, this guy's red hot going in. This is a good team. I should have had him go further. And right now, of the 23 points, his heater's continuing. He's got 13. So while nobody else can score, apparently Terrence Shannon is the only guy that can. I should have kept going with him.
Figured out how to take the lid off the bucket.
I should have. But it turns out, and I am happy to report this story, because now it turns out that another embarrassing Jet story is not true, allegedly.
Allegedly.
So last night, Colleen Wolfe, who's a reporter for NFL Network, did an NFL Network podcast and said that, hey, at the annual owners and coaches GMs meetings, that Woody Johnson, owner of the Jets, and head coach Robert Saleh had a heated discussion that was pretty serious. She went on the podcast, said, no, I heard from somebody. It was heated. I don't think they were disagreeing over what kind of steak the other person liked. And she made it seem like, okay, there was a thing going on. And when we did this last night, we said, you know, this is a little weird. Nobody else has said anything. She said she heard from somebody about this story. Nobody else has reported this. What kind of big deal is this? Is this really a big deal? Woody Johnson, who hardly ever gets on Twitter, right? He's like the exact polar opposite of a 15-year-old. He never gets on social media. He gets on to say that never happened. That's another made-up story by the NFL Network. Colleen Wolfe put out a subsequent statement a few hours ago by saying, regarding my comments surrounding the Jets on the Around the NFL podcast, the Jets do not need help embarrassing themselves. No, okay, that's just me. No, I was not at the annual meetings, and yes, I was told of the exchange between head coach Robert Saleh and Woody Johnson by someone in attendance. Others on site Sunday night have since reached out and described the interaction differently. My intent wasn't to break news. I leave that to the insiders. My sincerest apologies to the Jets organization for the unnecessary distraction, because you know the Jets have enough of them with Rob. Okay, well, I'm making it up again. My apologies to the Jets for the unnecessary distraction during such a crucial part of their offseason. So, crisis averted for now, but because it's the Jets, you know, it's just, we're just going to wait until the next one. We're over a speed bump, but wait until the next one. But this is how something like this comes up. So we talked about it last night. We played the audio, and like, there's music going on. And they're
doing
a fun
that jazz
bit.
Was great.
Yeah, they're doing a fun bit in their segment, and she says something that she probably wishes she didn't, but she said it, and it's like, whoa, the host was like, whoa, really? Whoa, yeah, I know, I heard about this. And now she's got to sell it because she said this, and the reaction was, whoa, this is a thing. The host even says, hey, are we breaking news here with this? And she goes, no, this is what I was told, and she goes on with it. This is why stuff like this that gets walked back are always on podcasts. It happens on podcasts because people don't think as much about where they are and what they're saying. Think about all the crazy things that are said, the audio that we play from owners, coaches, players, whatever. Where are they always from? Radio interviews or podcasts, right? They're all from. Why? Because when you're doing an interview, you're sitting down doing a podcast, it's a loose atmosphere. You got a cup of coffee. You got your feet up. You're just, you know, shooting the breeze with a couple other guys who are hanging out and you're just talking for like 20 minutes. Doesn't matter if you really make a point about anything. I mean, that's the way podcasts are. And you lose your place and you wind up saying things. You go, oh, I should have really thought twice when I said that. Conversely, when do we not see people say stuff like this? It wind up having to walk back, get in trouble for. We don't see it on television, because when you go on television, you know, okay, the camera is pointed right at me. I'm talking to someone on TV. I'm aware. I am on television. I am careful with my words so they can't be misconstrued. There's a reason why all the crazy audio and the shocking audio and audio like this comes from a listening medium like podcasts and radio, and they never come from television.
But Jason,
because that's exactly what happens.
But legitimately,
that's what it sounded with Colleen Wolf.
And it's not necessarily guests coming on, but we can do a TV funhouse of all the lunacy from the daytime television sports shows. We could do hours of that content every night.
Oh, no. There's different. When you talk about, hey, I'm ready to go on the air and say Caitlin Clark is no good, you're like, okay, I know what you're doing. You're just trying to look for attention because you can't come up with a Caitlin Clark.
Or you go
thing,
all the other
right?
way.
No, this is
talk about her dominating.
This is when you're a news reporter, you're an athlete, you wind up getting a little loose-lipped because you feel really comfortable in the situation.
Well, we've been the beneficiary of that.
Yeah, but I'm saying
Dickerson, Sean Merriman, Jay Glazer, amongst others.
That's why
years.
This happens. That's why you don't see it on TV.
Because there are
you
friends.
See it here.
Because the other thing here with Colleen Wolf, to make the distinction, she didn't really walk it back. She just said, the reports were different. They were described the quote interaction differently. It doesn't walk it back that there wasn't an animated discussion. It's just now whether it's an argument or not. And for Woody Johnson, it's kind of funny that he's scolding a, quote, another erroneous report from NFL Network, which, you know, he's part of the ownership of.
I feel like if this was news, more people would have this, especially since she didn't have it.
Ooh.
She wasn't there and was told the story by somebody. If this was a story, if this is something more people would have it, it would be a story.
I'm just saying.
It would be some kind of thing.
She didn't retract it altogether, but Frostberg says we have Woody audio.
Oh, we do?
Yeah.
We have audio of Woody. Oh, okay, Frostberg, let's have the Woody audio.
Hey, what's this thing do? I get it. There's a snake in my boot.
See, that's how it works on podcasts.
Sounds about right. Well played.
That's exactly how it goes. Exactly. But look, she said, listen, others, she doesn't want to say, obviously, she doesn't want to say, hey, I was completely wrong, because she's trying to save face, right? Like, how you say it is how John Paul Morosi said it when he missed that story on Ohtani. Say, hey, I got it wrong. My fault. I did it. That's the way to stand up and do it. She wanted to make it seem like, hey, I'm not really going to just say I blew it so you can blame me on it. I'm just going to say, hey, it was described differently and I apologize to the Jets. This is a way, how do I save face? Because I'm not going to sit here and say, hey, I got something really wrong. It's the Jets. No one's holding back on the Jets.
No, she's going to get in Woody's face and say, hey, you're lying, Woody. You're trying to cut me down.
Exit out by DeFresca. Exit Swollen Dome. The Jason Smith Show with Mike Harmon live from the TireRack.com studios. But joining us now on the hotline to break down all the big news of opening day and beyond, he is on Twitter at John Morosi. He is an MLB Network insider, former host of Stearnsy and the Pope Morning Show, but he has left that job to now be Shohei Ohtani's new interpreter, John Paul Morosi. How did that go today? Did you get everything right? Was everything all right?
I would have to seriously work on my linguistic skills if that were to be the case. I would like to say this. I have been to Japan before. I'm planning to go there again very soon, hopefully later on this year. I have a lot of Rosetta Stone and Duolingo to work on before I would be ready for that job.
Well, based on the reports, though, JP, maybe not.
Perhaps.
Hey, that was a good lid you had on before, by the way.
I appreciate that. So basically, I bought this lid at a beautiful Target in Redondo Beach.
Right down the street from me, you could have said hi.
I know.
I'm right there.
Stop yelling at John Paul Morosi. Let him tell the story. Stop yelling at him.
Here's the deal. So I went into a Target in Redondo Beach, and I said this. I said, everybody, this is a beautiful store. It's a beautiful place in the world, this Los Angeles. And I come from a land that is called Michigan, where we have not seen the sun in a long time. And if I hang out in your beautiful sunshine out here, given the state of my hairline, and I'm not properly protected, it ain't going to start my year out too good. So I said, I need some help. And they said, here's a great hat for you. And I wore it on the air. And it was, I tell you what, Dave Sims, the great Mariner broadcaster, reached out. It's a bit of an homage to John Lowe, my now Hall of Fame mentor. He's in the Baseball Hall of Fame. And I also think a little bit of a nod to Mike Brito, who, of course, had the Panama hat everywhere he went. He signed Fernando Valenzuela. So I thought it was a nice little sartorial touch to be at Dodger Stadium today.
And I'm sure that person that helped you with the hat walked away going, this guy just needed a hat, and he starts telling me the story about he's from Michigan. And I just went, here's a hat, man. Just wear it. Put it on and leave.
Yeah, he had no idea. He had no idea that it was going to go from I need a hat to a story about Mike Brito signing Fernando Valenzuela. He did not think that was where that was going.
And using the word sartorial and being on, you know, network television with said hat.
Exactly. No, it's all – hey, opening day at Dodger Stadium – I was saying this to Justin before we came on the air. I love all the ballparks that I've been to. I've been to all of them, actually, and I consider myself very blessed to be that, to be able to say that. But I do think opening day at Dodger Stadium is probably my favorite place to be on opening day. It really is. Because as much as I love Midwest baseball and Northeast baseball, the weather's a little bit of a roll of the dice. You're never quite so sure what the weather's going to be like. But Dodger Stadium today, basically a cloudless sky. Great crowd. You think about all the luminaries. You got Bryan Cranston reading out the starting lineup up from the field. Sandy Koufax is there. I was able to shake his hand. That was pretty cool. Billie Jean King is there. You've got Adrian Beltre throwing out the ceremonial first pitch to Clayton Kershaw. There was a lot of really cool moments there. So I was very taken by the atmosphere there in L.A. today.
All right, so your takeaway, JP, you know, watching this game, Ohtani gets on base the first three times, Betts and Freeman homer. I know it's one game, but I look at this and I go, this is how it's going to be all season long. This is how it's going to go for the Dodgers all season long. And if you're playing them, good luck in that three-game series.
Well, you're right. And I made the comment, Dan Plesac and I were talking as we left after the broadcast today, and you look at their lineup, they scored seven runs on 10 hits. And I don't expect that any team's ever going to average seven runs over the full season. But to your point, I said to Dan, I said, this is basically their par. This is their par. This is like a normal day for them is what we just saw, where the top three guys are a real challenge to get out, unless you've got A-level stuff. Michaelis had okay stuff. If you bring okay stuff to the mound against this team, you're going to give up probably seven runs. That's par. That is par. Now, if Blake Snell, if some Cy Young winners get up there and on their good day, yeah, they can shut them down. We've seen that happen before. But against good to just okay to mediocre or below pitching, this is what they're going to do all season long. And I said earlier today on 570, our friends at 570, I think that the win total, these aggressive predictions of like 110 wins, I do wonder a little bit about that. It's because the division is pretty good, and 110 wins is a ton of wins. I mean, that is dominance. Of course, that being said, a few hours later, I said, wow, this team is just about as dominant as the people that understand that they're going to win 110 games. It's because of days like this.
Well, it's funny, right, because we talk about it on the offensive side. It's bats, right? It's the old Gas House Gorillas Bugs Bunny cartoon going around in a conga line. But the pitching side, JP, I think the first guy on the field was Clayton Kershaw, right?
Right. Well, and here's the interesting piece of that is with respect to pitching, Glasnow I thought was really good. And this was the first time he had gone six innings in a start before June in any calendar year since 2021. So he's ready and he's firing earlier in the year. There was time missed due to injury and other circumstances there. But the point is, he's going earlier and going better than he usually is. And I think that is both impressive, and maybe he's learned some new different ways to maximize and be more efficient. I thought he was really efficient today, getting through six innings. But I also think that his track record suggests that he may not be able to go 200 because he hasn't before. And so for that reason, you start to wonder, okay, when is Kershaw available? When is Buehler available? How are they going to give some additional days of rest to Yamamoto? It's fair to point out, as amazing as the Dodgers look today, they've got two wins this season and both were started by Glasnow. Mm. Of course, the one was in Seoul last week. So that's why opening day is so much fun. Actually, I think opening day is probably the single best day of the baseball year to host a national coast-to-coast radio program because the overreactions are so great. And we can basically say, okay, is this an overreaction or is it real? I said earlier today that Cole Reagans was going to win the AL Cy Young. Well, he lost his first start today. So maybe I'm not going to be right. But, it's only one game. So you have to have some fun with the way opening day plays out.
JP, it's opening day. The Mets didn't play there in first place. It's fine. Everything
is
good.
They are in first place. Exactly. At least they're tied. They're tied for first place, I suppose. That's the key thing. But, of course, tomorrow, to your point, we're going to see a pretty unique matchup, Brewers and the Mets. It's going to be called the David Stearns Cup because you've got Stearns' current team and his former team. You've got Pat Murphy managing in the major leagues for the first time in 9 years. And Carlos Mendoza managing for the first time ever. And by the way, I think Mendoza, I know I mentioned this before, I saw him at Grapefruit League Media Day. What a great hire for so many reasons. I just think he was the right decision, the right guy for the right job. And I really believe the Mets with Alonso, with the way that he's playing, I think it's going to be a really, really good year for the Mets relative to expectations. They're not going to win 110 games, but they're going to be better than some of their critics suggest.
See, there you go. You got your Mets love, Smith. My White Sox are never going to score a run.
Nah. But at least they lose early. It only takes 2 hours to lose.
Not if they keep facing Tarek Skubal, they're not. I mean, look, Skubal can deal. I was talking to my mom today, of course. And, you know, she's excited. She always sends us the Voice of the Turtle poem that Ernie Harwell used to read every opening day. And so she sends us the poem. And now she's like basically ready to put Skubal in the Hall of Fame. I said, Mom, we gotta slow it down a little bit. I like Tarek Skubal a lot too, but it's opening day, and it's against Mike Harmon's White Sox. So we got a little bit of context here. We'll have a conversation around the middle part of the year, and I do think Skubal's an All Star, but you know, Hall of Fame, Mom, we gotta wait a little bit on that.
Ma, the meatloaf.
Where I'm at right now.
No, you know what I just took away from that right there? John Paul Morosi talked to his mom today. Is not going to talk to her again until the middle of the season. That's what I took away from that.
Let's see,
Mom, we'll have another conversation middle of the season.
No.
Another middle of the season. Mom.
Listen, guys, you know this about me. A couple things about me. I love baseball and I'm Italian. So there's kind of like a rule. Like I got to call my mom all the time. It's just kind of part of the deal here. So like you got to have your mom's input on things, and that's so I involve her input on, you know, who I think should win the Cy Young. She thought I said Cole Reagans. She says Johnny. It's gonna be Skubal. So that's where we're at right now.
John Paul Morosi with us, MLB Network insider. You know, look, as Mike was bringing you up to date on some of the games going on now, I talked about this a few minutes ago. Look, the Diamondbacks are just absolutely crushing the Rockies right now, 16-1. And you know, I talked about this a few minutes ago, JP. Don't be surprised. I'm not going to be surprised if the Diamondbacks are back in the World Series. All right? I love the getting of Suarez. And honestly, top to bottom, they have the best starting rotation in baseball. You know, we didn't say, oh, yeah, I forgot about Rodriguez because he's hurt. Oh, yeah, they had Montgomery at the end. Oh, by the way, they had three pretty good pitchers already. I would not be surprised if the Diamondbacks be even better than last year and make another World Series run.
So I think that to your point right now, and we're talking right now, 1-5, if you compare the D-backs rotation and Dodger rotation, I think you're right. The D-backs have the better rotation right now. I think that you could probably still, the Mariners, even without Wu, they might say that they're still in that conversation for best rotation in the game, but you're right. The D-backs have, in my view, an excellent rotation. Again, they're playing the Rockies, to your point, one of the teams that we expect to be near the bottom of the Big 30 here. But I think that the D-backs, if you look at their club at the moment, they are a better team now than they were last year. And I also think that when you look at Corbin Carroll, it's hard to really do much better than he did last year because he was great. But I think he's going to continue to ascend as one of the top players in the game. I think Alec Thomas is due to take another step. I love the way Perdomo plays. Their bullpen is solid. I mean, they're going to miss Seawall to begin the year. But I'm with you. I think Brandon Pfaadt keeps getting better. I like the Montgomery signing. We have to wait and see exactly how soon he'll be ready. So I don't, as we speak today, the Dodgers, I would say, still have a better chance than the D-backs to win the National League. And the Braves might as well. But I think that the people who look at the D-backs as being a one-year one-year flash in the pan, and they're going to come back down to the pack. I don't see it. Now, that being said, this division is good. You know, the Padres came back today and beat the Giants. The Giants have some bullpen issues right now to work through. That's a really, really good division. And for all those reasons, I think it's going to be a long year for the Rockies because they're going to have to deal with some pretty tough competition every time they play.
Batting practice against the Rockies thus far. Hey, a new hero in the Bronx with the defensive side of things. Soto is the new man in town, and you know he's a guy they're going to have to put a lot of stock in to make a run, but the Astros go down.
Yeah, I think that the Soto acquisition is still one of the biggest deals that we've got in baseball this year. I know that this winter there was certainly more focus on Shohei and probably even more focus on Yamamoto than there was on Soto, but this guy is special. You look at just what he did today. To your point, defensively, very strong. Drives in a run, walks twice, gets a hit. This is what he does, and he's doing it all in front of Judge, who got a hit, scored a run, he walked as well. It's interesting. It's not, you know, their top three, especially with LeMahieu out, is not quite as otherworldly as the Dodgers' top three, but they're really good. And Stanton is healthy to begin the year. Rizzo's healthy to begin the year. I think Volpe's going to be a different player now than he was a year ago, a more mature hitter. The Yankees are a really good team. And I actually look at it and say, the AL East might be the easier division right now to compete in than the NL West. I really think that when I look at the top to bottom. Now, listen, the Red Sox are a better ball club than the Rockies. But the other four teams, I think that the NL West is tougher than the AL East when you look at that collection of four ball clubs. And the Yankees, I think, are as good or better than anybody in that division. So anybody that likes to hate on the Yankees and say that their payroll's too big and they're too old, don't bring that in here with me right now because I'm telling you, they're a really good ball club.
You can follow him on Twitter, at John Morosi. That is at John Morosi, MLB Network insider, who will actually stop talking to you in an interview if his mom texts him and needs to know something right
100%.
Away. 100%.
Will do that. Johnny, we've already gone. The only reason why I didn't have to do that right now is that it's late back home and she's sleeping, and she already told me exactly what I'm supposed to do for Easter on Sunday. So we're good.
Oh, good.
The instructions have been granted. Buona Pasqua. Buona Pasqua, familia. Okay.
That means Saturday night, John Paul's got to go buy eggplant.
No, that's right.
That's what he's got to do to get ready for Sunday. All right. Take it easy, buddy. Right, happy
love
Easter.
You guys.
See you, buddy.
Thanks so much.
Happy New Year.
Oh, man. Yeah, my mom's already given me my assignment for Sunday.
Well, hey, man, Easter's a big deal.
Oh, that's the best. Really, it is. Make sure you get the eggplant like I like it. Get the organic eggplant, right? You go down. You don't get it from the first bin. You go to the second bin that's got the organic eggplant. Just like in basketball, successful game plan starts the right players. The team at Tractor Supply brings hustle and heart, and that's what really sets them apart from the rest. So lace up your sneakers, make the winning play, and head to your local Tractor Supply store today. Time now to find out what's trending in the wide world of sports. Special delivery, Steve DeSay.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
There's two kinds of people in the world, people who love Health Aid kombucha and people who have never tried it. The bubbly mix of probiotic tea and refreshing juice is delicious and good for your gut health with great flavors to choose from that you can't help but love. If you've never tried it before, maybe try a bottle or can of passion fruit tangerine or ginger lemon. Your taste buds and your gut will thank you. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid kombucha today.
Health Aid kombucha. Whether you're a savvy spender maximizing your savings with cashback rewards, a thrifty rate watcher seeking the lowest interest, or a travel enthusiast looking for extraordinary perks, Kemba Financial Credit Union has a Visa to complement your lifestyle and unique needs. Apply today at Kemba.org to unlock a limited-time 2% cashback on purchases and pay 0% interest on balance transfers for an entire year with a new Visa from Kemba. You deserve a card that works for you. Restrictions apply. Offer ends June 30th, 2024.